Okay. Thank you, Jorge. This is the August 7th, 2019 meeting for the recording. Let's move on with roll call. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jin Ri.
Yes, Jack. Yeah, Jin is here.
Okay, now Jin Ri, aren't you supposed to be on vacation?
Yes, I'm actually on vacation.
Well, then get your, you know, you should have your alternate cover and enjoy your vacation. Okay, you know.
Thank you. I know.
Just being supportive. Okay. Thanks for being here, David.
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you. Let me just get this sorted out a little bit. Masafumi-san.
Hi, yes, Jack, I'm here.
Thank you. Vincent. Now, Vincent is being replaced
by William from Orange. Hi.
Just trying to find you in my, yes, William. Okay. Thank you, William. All right. So, Farheen, please put William in as the primary contact.
Okay. Got it.
You can move Vincent to alternate. I think he, you know, in case he covers or something.
Yes. Thank you.
And then Vishwa. I think this is a tough time for Vishwa, but time zone wise. All right, so we have five out of the six, so we have our quorum. Next item is previous minutes. This is for July 31st minutes. They are here to be reviewed. It was a busy week with PTL discussions. Is there anyone with any corrections or comments on last week's meeting minutes?
Good morning, Jack. This is Lucian. Sorry. I have an action item from last week, which is recorded as creating Jira project for the infrastructure project. But because the PTL was not confirmed by the TOC, so I could not move forward. Instead, the source code repo ticket was generated.
Okay.
For the infra project.
All right. Which one was that?
That's the one requested by Xiaohua from Wind River.
Yeah, but do you know the number, which section it was in?
There's one item under the action items, which is down below at the end.
Okay.
If you scroll down, Jack, to more to the meeting summary.
Okay.
Yeah, there are actions, and I think it's Roman numeral three.
Okay. So. All right, so we'll fix that.
I can do that, Jack.
All right, just fix that.
Uh-huh.
All right, any other corrections?
Hi, this is David. My only correction is that there are mentions of the of Zbigniew, who is the like the manager for Oran Alliance, and his name is misspelled. It's actually, you have it on the screen, yeah, right there. Right. It's ZBYNEK. Yeah, it's really like English unfriendly pronunciation or.
Did you get that far into correct?
Yes, Jack, I'll correct it. Thank you for pointing that out, David.
All right, any other changes? All right, may I have a motion to accept the updated minutes? Does someone want to make a motion to accept the updated minutes?
I will make a motion, David here.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I can second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving last week's minutes say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
David saying aye.
Martina saying aye.
Danny saying aye.
All those against say nay. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We've approved last week's minutes. And now, sorry for all the scrolling. Okay, so now we're into today's agenda. Does anyone have anything they want to add to today's agenda?
Yes, Jack. So sorry for a little bit late here. I mean, this afternoon, I forwarded an email from Paul Smith from Oran Working Group 1. He is polling the working group co-chairs for some information regarding the specification to be released before MWC and the demo plan before MWC or for MWC, both MWC America and MWC Barcelona next year. So if possible, I would like to add this as the new agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
So under new agenda items, Farheen, can you add that item as item C under 7?
Sure. NWC discussion I've added.
Okay.
Yes, I think you can call it as like the POC and spec investigation from Working Group 1, over Working Group 1, or from EC, let's say EC.
Okay, got it.
All right, Farheen, can you do an update to the screen so that we can all see your edits at this point?
Yes, I'll save and then you just refresh. Okay.
All right, so the so what we're at is, okay, so any other items to add? Okay, then let's get on to.
Sorry, Jack, just one thing, if we could put on. But myself and Martin are still waiting on a talk confirmation vote for the setting up of repos in the Garrett at the moment. I think it's gone on for a couple of weeks, but can we, any chance we could get the official vote sorted out today so that we can go ahead with the repo creation? This for the non-real-time RIC project and the OAM projects.
Yes, that should be under old business. Farheen, can you put that on?
Yes, I will put that on there.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Anything else?
This is Tora speaking. For the near real-time RIC, there are also a couple of repo requests pending, which are sent by email. Will we discuss those, or are they approved with a single email that somebody already sent?
Well, let's put it on the action item list and make sure that that we make sure that it gets taken care of. Let's just get it on the record for now. All right. And that means, did you update those, Farheen?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now if I refresh my screen. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the open items, old business. Action item A, David, we've completed our poll for our name, haven't we?
Yes, we did, and the winner is Ember, so we will be going with the color series, and it won by 16 votes, pretty good majority.
Great. Okay, so, we will start referring to this release as Ember. Thank everyone for everyone who participated. We won't wait. We'll give you a little break on it, but then we'll start a new poll for the B release since, we're already going to have to start getting into planning for the B release, but we'll get a poll together for that soon. Thank you, David, for getting that worked through. I appreciate your effort. Any questions or comments about the name? Okay, great news. All right, update on CLA status. Actually, there's been a bunch of activity here. Linux Foundation gave a couple of demos on their CLA platform. We've decided to move forward with using that for this project. We're hoping to have it in place here later this week. Hopefully, worst case, next week. It's in a called beta stage at Linux Foundation for production release on the 22nd of August, but the functionality that we need is in place. They're doing some, refinement. I'm working with Zibnik. I'm terrible at this name. So he actually said to use ZD, he goes by two to make it simpler, at ORAN Alliance. Working with him to get up an ORAN Alliance page that has ORAN Alliance information on it. We have a early example going there, and I hope to have that done by the end of this week. He's waiting on me for some feedback. And then in the CLA platform itself, there is a link that we can add here. Farheen, it is, let me just double check. It is LF. Let's see. I'll have to find it here. Sorry. We'll distribute the link. It's just a little hard when you're leaving the meeting to go find it. But there is a website that is already up and in place. They have the ability to name a manager for each company who can create whitelists of people. And this will make it simpler for people to contribute to the project. This is about contribution. And, we'll be reaching out to the different companies and letting them know about how to sign up if they want a manager versus individual people signing the CLA. Generally, it's viewed that it's easier if if from a representative from the company manages the list, it still will pop up the first time you make a contribution and ask. It will support both licenses, the ORAN Alliance license, as well as the Linux Foundation Apache 2 license. But once you sign up on one of the projects under ORAN, you'll be covered for all the projects in ORAN. So if you contribute to multiple projects, you might not be asked multiple times for the same license. We'll be pulling together some information on the website as well, and improving that information for people. So we're moving forward on that. Any questions? I know it's a lot of information. Just so that people are clear, the CLA platform from Linux Foundation will be the same across all Linux Foundation projects going forward. So it's some companies can manage them as all the projects together, or they can manage them separately. For us, we will Linux ORAN will manage, have us, you know, manage the CLA process separate from other projects, simply because we have a dual license structure and it's a little different. All right. So hopefully we'll have that in place by our next meeting next Wednesday. All right, item C, Lijing will take care of creating the INF. Okay, so there's a couple of points on the INF project. I don't think we officially, and I don't know the order, I don't think we officially decided on the INF PTL last week. So I think that's one of the open items, correct, Lijing?
Sorry, Amir. Yes, if I remember correctly, the motion was brought to the floor, but no seconder.
Right. So we had some offline discussion. So this is really kind of spills over action item C, action item D, right? Action item E. So it's really C and E action items together. So I think there's been a discussion over this past week, and we've made some progress, and the decision I think is that if I'm trying to. Okay, so we had two nominees for the PTL. One was Weichin from China Mobile, right, Jinli?
That's correct.
Right. And so with discussions, we've decided, or what was offered was that, and you're going to see down here under new items, Weichin will be nominated for PTL, the documentation project. And this will clear the way for the representative from Wind River. Is that Zhao Young? Zhao Hua? Okay,
Zhao Hua. Zhao Hua, yes.
Okay, thank you. To be nominated as the PTL for the INF project. So, so to move this forward, I need a nomination for this meeting for Jawa to be Zhang to be PTL for the INF project. Do I have Do I have someone make that motion?
I can make a motion, yes.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I will second David here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Tina saying aye.
David saying aye.
William aye.
Sakumi saying aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay. Well, welcome. So we now have a new PTL for the INF project. Is Jirwa on today?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for the TOC, and I will do my best to contribute to the INF project.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lijing, does that close our open items in this space? I think we've already created the project, right?
No, the project it will be created because that can only be done after the PTL is approved.
Okay. What about
so I will file the ticket.
Okay, what about repos?
For the repo, the ticket is already open waiting for Linux Foundation support.
Okay, so we don't have any other action items today for the INF project?
Not to my understanding.
Okay, does anyone have anything else on the INF since we're on that topic? Okay, very good. All right, let's move on to action item D. This was a bunch of discussion last week about, the PTL for the ODU project. There was a discussion about we could not have a co-PTL for the DU project. So there was some discussion that if we wanted to split it up, for two different projects or keep it as one project. Anyone want to start the discussion?
Hey, Jack, this is Ganesh from Redisys.
Right.
We have discussed and then we have decided that let's have two projects, one for layer one, L1, and layer two, two different projects, L1 and L2 under DU, and we'll have two PTLs. And Zimin from Intel for the L1, and I'm assuming Alex is on from Intel, maybe you can confirm that. But from Redisys, we would like to have Sachin Srivastava as the PTL for the L2 project.
Okay. Go ahead.
From Intel, yes, I think we agree, to do this two separate project. So Zimin gonna be the PTL for the layer one. So,
all right. Anyone have any comments or questions for the proposal? Lijing, how will this impact? This will bring us up to from 11 projects to 12 projects. Does this impact anything on how we've done work so far?
No. Procedure-wise, we do need the official TOC approval for the creation of this 12th project and its naming and project key. Also the PTL, of course. I do not know how this will impact the software architecture and the requirements, but seems like that's already well itemized, so hopefully it's minimum. Other than that, I think we're good.
Okay.
So Lusheng and Jack, it has no impacts on the software architecture or the way things are going to be implemented within ODU. We are making sure and there is no artificial split here, and logically these two are separate entities. So earlier we were trying to do it at a ODU level. Now seeing the dependencies and challenges that may come in future, we think that it's good to have two projects rather than one project.
Okay. Ritwik, this is going to change a little bit on your configuration of your epics.
Yeah, I don't know how much change there will be, actually. We put it everything under ODU project. So, if you need a new project name, some minor changes is needed. I don't know from a or an alliance standpoint if this is kosher or not. I guess so. Shouldn't be a problem. But from an RSAC requirements committee point, I don't think that would be an issue. We just have to fork out the epic.
Hey, Ritwik, I represent WG8, same with Alex. Alex also is the other co-chair in WG8, which handles the OCU and ODU reference design. And we have discussed with the other co-chairs as well, CMCC and AT&T. So we all are in
the Okay, line. Great. Okay, that's great. Yeah.
And it's been shared in Working Group 8, so people know that this is, you know, the plan.
Hi, Jack. I'm Yin. I will share this information in Working Group 8.
Great. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
So,
Jack, one question. We still need to put up the nomination in the mailing list, I believe, right?
Yes. So what we're going to do today is the first thing I need is a motion to create a new project for layer one.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone, anyone can make the initial motion. So can someone who knows what they want it to be called make a motion for? It has to be seconded by a TOC member, but at least to get the naming correct so that we're using the right naming going forward. Because it kind of gets built into a lot of tools and things, and so I want to make sure we get it right. So
I think we can just call ODU-Phi, THY.
Okay, is everybody comfortable with that?
The question is, what is the name for the existing project, ODU project? I think we also need to change the name.
Yes, I agree with you, Jinri. We'll change that in a second. Because some people use L1 and then L2, L3. The proposal here was to use Phi. If we use Phi, then what will the other ODU project be called?
So, Jack,
yeah.
I have a comment because ODU contains more than these layers. There are other components, and let's say there is O&M components and other components, right? So, I believe any restrictive naming can also mislead people. So yes, it's good to have one ODU project and one PDL for that. The L1, just for the reason of the separate logical identity, we need to create this as L1. So my preference would be that keep the other project name as ODU still. It can contain L2 and other stuff as well.
So the current proposal would be to call one ODL and the other one ODL-Phi. That's kind of what I've heard.
It's a bit confusing. But I agree with Ganesh's comments. It's a bit hard to name the other project.
All right. Any better suggestion than those two proposed names?
I think let's leave this action item to Ganesh and Alex.
That's a very good suggestion.
So, Alex, you'd be okay with keeping the current ODU naming axes and create a new ODU L1 or ODU 5 project. I believe it may not be very confusing, right? So.
Maybe we.
Can we come back to this next call?
Yeah. We will do. Yeah, we'll take it
off. You have enough time to discuss this. Right.
Sure. Thank you.
So figure out the names, make a clear proposal in the email list so that we can pick it up and put it here and take action item on it clearly next week.
Sure. Okay. We'll decide this next week. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Farheen, set up the page for the meeting and put power slide. Here again, we have to fix Zibnik's.
Zibnik's name. Yes, I will correct that. Yes, I will do that. Jack, I was not able to do that this week. I did not get in touch with Zibnik. I will do that.
Okay.
Actually, you don't have to reach Zibnik. I already forwarded the email, which contains the link, and from which, I mean, you can directly download the PowerPoint slides.
Oh, okay. Perfect, Henry.
Yeah.
I will look for your email. I'm between laptops. I had an issue last week. I will definitely follow up.
Okay. But it's like 1 week before, I mean, my email.
All right, but this is for the which meeting? This is for the
Mexico meeting in October.
Okay.
Yes.
The ORAN Alliance meeting. Okay.
Yes.
In Mexico. All right. Let's move on to H. I think we've already covered this. Vincent has named William as his replacement as the TOC member. There's just one clarification. William, is that going to cover the remaining duties on the OSFG group for ORAN Alliance as well? Because we have not formally disbanded that yet because we still have some action items. We're working there with the license and with other TOC members. Are you the representative for that as well, or will Vincent continue to do that?
And normally, I will continue on this work as well. On this.
Okay.
Opportunity, yes.
Good. Just wanted that clarification. All right, we can clear that item, Farheen, going forward. So we're in good shape with William. All right. Lijing has set up.
Check. So did we miss or did we skip the action F?
Yes. I thought that was going to be under new business.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the first time we're bringing it up, right? That this is for the doc F.
Yeah, I think we caught it on the trail end of last week's meeting minutes, so I tagged it on there. Yeah, it needed discussion.
Right, so I'll get to it in the new items. Let's
okay.
So Farheen, just correct that when you get a chance, and we'll leave it under new because it's the first time people are hearing about it. That's all.
Sure, I will.
All right, Lijing, the set up the repo for John.
That cannot move forward because we don't have a TOC approval yet. Also, by the way, I created a wiki page to track all those kind of requests that is going to LF or is planned to go to LF. If you navigate to your left hand, the panel, the last item, outsource resource, outstanding resource requests. Here you can see all the tickets, open tickets, or the requests that are still waiting for the TOC to complete approval.
All right, is this an email vote or do we need to take a live vote here today?
For the OAM and the non-real time, the email was sent out for a while. Earlier, I think Martin brought this up as well, requested this to be voted today on the TOC meeting also as well. So for the repo creation, the three requests.
Okay. So since the vote's been languishing, let's go ahead. So there's really two items there, right? Let me go to this page. So for O8M, we're waiting for, this is the item you see on the page here, right?
This is the email thread because it was originally brought up as an email.
Right. All right. So Lijing, can you make a motion to create this repo and then we'll go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to make this motion.
All right. It's already written out here on the page for the creation of a parent repo for the O8M project. There's a list of committers, Martin and Herbert. I expect that list to, you know, increase with time. Can I have a second?
I can second.
Thank you, Jinri. All right, all those in favor of creating repos for the O8M project, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Jinri saying aye.
David saying aye.
William, aye.
Masahumi, aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, so we've approved the repos for the O8M project.
Thank you so much, this is Martin.
Okay, let's go back, and then we also have is it for the non-real time, Rick Lijing? This one that's outstanding for John Kearney. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you make a motion to create a repo for the non-real-time RIC? This is the repo name that's been agreed on.
Yeah, institution would like to make this motion. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I can second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Is Jack Murray saying aye?
David saying aye.
I'm saying aye.
Masahumi saying aye.
William say aye.
Okay. All those against say nay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Sorry, Martin and John, that it took us a little time. We're still, you know, there's a lot going on. Sometimes we think things are done and they haven't been. So, sorry for the delay, but now those two things should be cleared.
Not at all. Thank you. This is John.
Thanks a lot. No worries, please.
All right.
Jack, there's also another request from the PTL of the near real time, which is on the same table below Martin's and John's requests. I don't know, Saurav, are you on the call? Do you want to change this to the TOC vote instead of email vote?
I would prefer if it's handled as quick as possible, meaning in the TOC today.
Okay. So, Saurav, can you make a motion then on what it is you're asking for?
Yeah, I would like to make a motion for those four new repos in the near real-time week. If you can open the email, the details are there.
Okay, there we go. Let's see. Didn't quite do the same.
It's the same. Below. Link. Scroll down a bit. Stop.
Okay. All right. The repos, the committers. All right. How many repos does the non-real time RIC currently have?
About
15, I would say.
Okay. I guess the my only question is creating so many repos under one project, Lejing, still within guidelines?
Linux Foundation IT seems they're okay. I don't know if there's any monetary issues with the whole overall project.
Okay. You know, I know the guidelines change over time as to which way, but I'm just, you know, asking to make sure. All right. We have a motion. Do I have a second to approve these repos for the near real-time RIC, just to be clear, not the non-real-time RIC, the near real-time RIC project that's already approved, we're adding additional repos. Any, do I have a second?
Since I've approved in the email, so I would like to second.
Okay, thanks, Jinri. I'll go ahead and call for a vote. All those in favor of creating the additional repos, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Jinri
saying aye.
David saying aye.
William aye.
All right, all those against say nay. Okay, so we've approved that as part of, thank you for the table there, Lejing, that helps.
John, still the commit a change request at the end would also be good to handle in one go now. I can again make a motion. This should all right. be mine. If you can open that.
Yes, that's a minute.
And so okay. down again. So I make the motion that for those two existing repos that we have there, we change the committers from Peter, who is not working in the team anymore, to Satish and Zoltan both together.
Okay, and all right.
Both of them are, all three of them are from Nokia, if anybody yes. is interested.
Lejing, I mean, just trying to get up to speed. Does the TOC have to approve the committers as well, or does the PTL and the other committers vote? Well, what's I'm just trying to make sure what the process is. It's been a while since.
Yes. So the traditional way is it will go. First, we will get the community approval, which is a TOC vote would count for. Then it will file the project, the PTL will file a Linux Foundation help desk ticket to get that implemented. That's a traditional method, and that is what we currently practice. Linux Foundation is implementing a new method, which is we were told it will be online available pretty soon. In that new practice, still it will need a community approval. The difference is instead of the PTLs creating help desk ticket, the PTLs will need to edit a file inside of the root, at the root of the repo that's being impacted. And the Linux Foundation will define the automated CI job to process such requests. So in short, yes, the approval needs to come from the TOC. The next step may differ a little in the future, depend on where the TOC see fitting to move adopting this new method.
Okay. So we have a motion to remove one committer and add two additional committers under the near real-time RIC project. Do I have a second?
I will second.
And that,
Thank you. All those in favor saying aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Martina saying aye.
David saying aye.
William aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. All right. It's important that projects have committers. Typically you have a small number of committers, not a large number of committers on a project. Their responsibility, just to reiterate for everyone, is look, code doesn't get really checked in till a second pair of eyes look at that, and that's what committers and PTL's roles are, to really maintain the quality and the intent in those projects. So this is an important job. That's why we kind of talk about it at this level. But I'm glad we're getting, seeing the progress and getting committers in place, and look forward to, their contribution. All right. Let's see if we can get a few more items done. All right. I believe we've completed all the open items that we had. We need to, hopefully we're going to quiet the open items here shortly. We just have, a couple of PTLs left to work through, and then we can, hopefully going forward, we'll spend more time on the standing agenda items. The current release plan hasn't changed, but I've been sharing for several weeks now that we've augmented the release planning to include some links to the ORAN Alliance activities as formal checkpoints to that. I've also had a discussion with some of the ONAP participants. We're gonna have to figure out how to work with other open source upstream projects, ONAP being just one of them. So it's one of the items we'll put on a meeting for future discussion. So maybe Farheen, for next week, you can put on a new item to discuss, linkage to other upstream projects such as ONAP. All right. Any questions at this point? We'll move this to our Amber release schedule. And, I want to point out that, in the first week of September, we'll have completed our first two dev sprints cycles, and we'll sit down and have a formal review with the working groups and invite them to come and participate. Under the committees, I think we've we have a list now of some of the contacts for working groups. We've asked them for formal names. Not all working groups generate much that, that they think, I think, will tie into open source software. But right now, these are the names and links for anyone that wants to coordinate their activity. So it's under the committees and under the requirements and software architecture homepage. You might have to log in to get there, but making sure that you know who to reach out to if you have questions or topics that you want to discuss with the working group members, okay? Any questions on the current release plan? I'm expecting all the PTLs to be working to figure out, you know, how they deal with contributions, you know, in the current work plan for their projects best that they can. Like I said, hopefully we'll spend more time on this in the next couple of weeks. All right. B, the report read out from the PTLs. We've already covered a lot of the repo requests. Are there other items that any of the PTLs would like to raise at this time?
This is Rick here. Just one item. We had a meeting with WG8 just to understand what is in scope for Release B planning. So they've taken an action to sort of think about what the Release B items are on the table. So maybe if I can, I'm going to go through each of the working groups also, you know, and request them to do the same. So that since you're starting to do the planning for Release B now, and Release A really hasn't started in full steam ahead, we're just giving them a heads up, just asking them to think it through so that we know what the backlog for Release A is and if that some of that can be apportioned to Release B. Last week we met with WG8. This week we're going to meet with some of the other groups.
Okay, on your report out of subcommittees on item D, you kind of talked about some of those items here. Make sure there's some notes that Farheen gathers there are correct, so that they can be captured in the minutes. I will ask that, you know, as part of the planning for releases, I think there needs to be a part of that planning, RITWIC needs to include target demos. So if you have epics, the big epics, we need some thought process as to how those demos will be executed and supported, because those demos would go then to events such as Linux Foundation or MWC or ORAN events as demos that we would give people for, you know, how the software is progressing. So I would like you to make sure that as part of the planning, the major epics have a demo plan and how that shows progress. That's the only way most people would be able to really see the progress that's being made on those epics. Okay?
Yep. And for MWC 2019 included in October?
I think we won't have a release by October, but for the one in 2020, we will have a release by then, right? And then later in 2020, other ones will have the B release. So what are we going to demo from the A release and from the B release in the bigger community? It's, you know, those demos aren't the little feature demos that we do for each, you know, dev cycle. These are some bigger demo that shows progress. Okay. Around your major topics, not user stories. All right. Anything else from PTLs? All right, Lejing, test integration planning.
So other than the action items already covered, I start to have meetings with new project PTLs, try to understand how to build their code, how to try to come up with a plan to integrate all those projects for the release, our Ember release. Also we continuously working with Linux Foundation in moving some of the repos under the near real time for their CI process to try to get the Nexus IQ scan in place. Also looking into how we can include sonar scan. Those are important code quality management tools that I think it will benefit a lot. The whole project will benefit a lot.
Right. So
so
some of those code tools need to find their way back into requirements. You know, so that everyone knows that this is a required target in terms of code coverage of those activities. Eventually. All right. The other item I want to point out is, Xing, I think you need to maybe poll the community and try to get more people involved in your project, particularly on the test side. I think we need people starting to think about more of the testing associated with this. One person can't do all this. Obviously, some of the testing comes from the individual projects, but so I think as an overall project, this is a big project because it's where all of they come together. And I think, you know, we need to rally behind Lijing and help see if different companies, maybe even some of the service providers, can bring someone to start participating in this activity.
Yes, thank you, Jack. There's also requests presented on other meetings, people. We need to come up with a way to have, for example, the shared community resources, such as testing lab or testing community. May we have a dedicated session from maybe next or the following TOC meeting, or do you think we should have a dedicated meeting separately scheduled to discuss that issue?
Well, I think what we could do is we could add a dedicated meeting directly following this TOC meeting for that subcommittee. The only difference is it wouldn't be a voting meeting. This way people who are on could stay on for that discussion. But the TOC meeting would end and it would transition to that meeting directly after. This way you might be able to carry some people forward. But
I don't know if today is we are ready for discussing that because PTL project
some week going forward.
Got it.
Right.
Got it. Thank you.
But it's just that I'm trying to, you know, talk to all the different participants, particularly, you know, this is probably an area where maybe some of the service providers want to get someone involved because they learn how the system is built, what it's actually doing, how they're going to test it. This is something they're going to have to do if they're going to be using it at some point in the future. So it's an opportunity to build internal knowledge and skill on that side without having to maybe, they might not have a lot of deep developers. So just trying to rally who might be interested in participating in the test and integration planning subcommittee.
Thank you. I'll try to schedule that meeting.
Okay. Anyone have any questions or comments on that? Okay. We've kind of already covered the subcommittee for the requirements and architecture, unless someone has something else new to add. All right, we're running a little past nine, but we'll continue on and get through the new items. So for new business, Weichin from China Mobile has graciously self-nominated to be PTL for the documentation project. So are you still on, Weichin?
Nope.
Okay, no problem. So we'll bring this for a, you know, this will give everyone a week to, you know, for thinking about it. We'll vote on this next week and put this in place. But so this is kind of the making sure everyone's aware of the nomination on the projects for the PTLs. I don't like, you know, like to give at least everyone a week notice so that they're aware of it. We don't have any other nominations at this time. If we look at B, TOC, we have a nomination of Alex Stanchu from High Street, who would like to self-nominate as PTL, the SIM project. We've not gotten, I mean, this is the only nomination we have for the simulation project. We have some seed code from a couple different companies. I think a little from AT&T, a little from Adtran. Thank you, Alex. Are you on today?
Hello. Yes, I'm online.
Can you just say a little bit about yourself and your interest in the project?
Yes, so my name is Alex Tanko. I'm a senior software and telecommunications engineer in High Street Technologies. I'm based in Bucharest, Romania. And for the past years, I have worked a lot on different flavors of simulators for the ONF, and also simulators that were used in ONAP. They were based on open source projects such as Netopeer or OpenNUMA and so on. And this is why I would like to nominate myself as the PTL for the simulator project.
Okay. So, I mean, I think go ahead.
This is Tracy, real quick. The POC we did with the ORAN working group for open frontal M-plane specification and an early iteration of non-real-time RIC relied upon the simulator that Alex created. That's on June 28th, and a recording and the slides are on the OSC wiki.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. That's great that you're already contributing software that is bringing forward, you know, the ORAN, supporting the ORAN activities. I think just to reiterate, the simulator I think is really important for the overall project, both for development community as well as demonstration community. It's very hard to pull all the pieces of the project together in one place to do testing and do evaluation and do demonstrations. And so having an open source simulator for these different pieces, I think there's probably more challenges in this than people might realize, but it's very important. And, you know, it's great that Alex is stepping up and nominating himself to this role, but it is complicated in that you have to, you know, simulate different parts, and so we're looking for different people to participate in fulfilling all the needs of the simulation project. All right, so we will put that on the old business for next week, and we'll take that both those votes since they are new information to the TOC this week. Next week. The next item is the proof of concepts and specification investigation from the EC discussion. Jinri, you want to take that one?
Yeah, so Jack, you were also on the EC call last week. I think they were discussing, their preparation for the upcoming MWC North America and MWC Barcelona next year. So they would like to collect some information including the specification to be approved internally within the working group, for example. But for the specification, I don't think that our community will generate any. So this is kind of out of our business. But in addition to the specification, the EC also want to know the planning for the POC, POC, for both MWCs. So the question, and if I remember correctly, the deadline for the feedback would be on August 23rd or 26th. You can take a look at my email, sorry. But I think the question is that, do we have the plan for the plan of the POC for MWC, especially for the upcoming MWC America? If so, then I think we need to feedback some information to EC. So I think this is actually kind of a question to both TOC and all the PTLs.
Right. So when you're saying the deadline in August, are you talking about the Americas, or are you talking about the one in Barcelona?
Okay, let me check my email.
But I think in the email it says both America and both. Barcelona.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And the deadline is the August 23rd.
23rd, okay. Yeah. But the deadline is the deadline for the feedback to Paul Smith.
Okay. So anyone interested in getting involved with that demo, please reach out. I think the requirements and architecture subcommittee should organize that discussion, because they're the ones setting what will come out in which release in the epics. So if people can get together and have a plan that we can discuss over the next couple of meetings so that we're ready for the 23rd. So we can contribute before the 23rd an answer. All right?
I'll reach out to Jimmy to get a little bit more detail and set up a meeting. Right.
But not just that, but anybody on the call or in any of the sessions that wants to be involved, that means they want to contribute to it. They may want to run it in their booth. They may want to somehow be associated with it being an ORAN open source software community demonstration, should participate in that activity and discussion from the beginning. So we're all aware of trying to figure out the plan. So, you know, please reach out to Ritwick and get involved if you or your company is interested in those activities. All right.
Just a comment is relating to this POCs for next Mobile World Congress is to know what kind of a POC we expect for that. If we expect live POCs or recorded POCs. So maybe it could help people to propose some POCs for next Mobile World Congress.
Okay. So actually, I mean, according to previous experience, there is no limitation on the form of the demo. It could be a live demo, it could be a recorded video, and it could also be like some PowerPoint slides. Yeah.
Thank you.
So anyway, Jack, I do have one side question. I mean, moving forward, suppose that we had got our release date done, and then for the 2020 MWC, and suppose that we want to have some demo. In that case, which subcommittee or which one will be responsible for the organization? I mean, for the POC. Will be still the ISAC, the Software Architecture and Requirement Architecture Subcommittee, or the TOC?
Well, I think the TOC is responsible for making the decision, but we need to gather, you know, the people doing the detail work somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we have the that part of this figured out. Clearly, that parts of this will happen across several projects, including integration and test, right? Yes, because they're the places coming together. But I think companies will want to bring demos that emphasize their particular area of expertise in this. So it's, I think right now I'm asking them to start because they own the bigger epics, which would be where the, you know, which should drive the demo. But I think we have to figure out how we want to handle this going forward.
Do we need
a special sub team to work it? But the TOC is responsible overall for, you know, setting the goals.
Okay, I see.
Is that okay?
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
All right. Any other questions on this topic? Any other questions on any other business?
Sorry, I do have one. Sorry. I know we're a little bit over time. But last week, I kind of mentioned this. Regarding the upcoming over and face-to-face meeting in October, Zemanek has sent out the inquiry regarding the meeting schedule. So if you recall, back in Tokyo, our TOC meeting occupies Monday and Wednesday meeting, but how will we do this time in October? Will we still occupy the same time slot, or do you think, I think this is kind of a question to all the PTLs, to all the projects. Do we need more time slots in the upcoming face-to-face meeting? If so, we also need to feed this back to Zemanek.
Right, because I think it's a little different. The previous meeting was a lot about, you know, planning requirements, software. We really didn't have the PTLs and the projects very much in place.
That's right.
You know, I don't know how many of the PTLs will travel to that particular event. There's also a lot of discussion in the particular working groups. So some of the discussion occurs there, not just in, you know, as a large group, software community larger meeting. So there's several threads here that people need to consider as well.
Yeah, but I think we need to, think this as early as possible. And also this time, I understand that definitely not all people could travel to Mexico, but since it is in Mexico, so I believe that many people from AT&T, also like some colleagues from Nokia in the US could travel there. So I believe that this time we should foresee much more presence from our talk.
Right. And so I think we need to just get more of that information about that meeting, because it's still, I don't know that have we finalized the city? Didn't we last night heard, I think?
Not yet. I think you also asked Brian. I think he's planning this.
Right. So we're still forming this. We need to share that more information about this with the people here so that they're aware, and we set an agenda for those meetings and that time. But, you know, Jinri is kind of organizing that, so make sure if you have questions, you can reach out to him about the schedule, or Zibnik, or, on the ORAN side, I think Brian Daly is organizing it because it's a North America meeting.
Yes. So I think this is kind of related to the action point that for Fahim last time. So I suppose that she will upload the material to the wiki. Right. And then after that, I hope this is kind of an AP for all the PTLs. Just check the slides and see whether the current schedule time slots is okay or not. Do we need more? I think this is a question. Hopefully you can get the answer before next call.
And this needs to be added to our our open action item list. Okay, Farheen?
Okay, yeah.
All right, any other business? All right, I know we don't spend a lot of time actually talking about the software and the software development and the deliveries. I know we're just pulling together PTLs and it's already into dev cycles. I know it's challenging, but the goal here is, I think we're making important progress. You know, hopefully with next week, we'll close out all PTL positions. Now the challenge is for the A release to work with Lejing and the integration and test teams, get what software you can, and that, you know, we look for every project to make incremental progress. So, you know, sit down and try to recruit your community to begin to contribute. It can start small and build, but the key is to get started and learn and refine, and it's a very incremental process. But really the next big milestone that I think that the TOC is looking for is for each of the projects, and some are further ahead than others, and that's granted, that each of the projects at least start some contributions here for the A release. And then we can talk about how far you can get, but at least please, you know, look to come up with a plan that, you know, gets you started. So this, we can build momentum into the B release. And as Rick kind of said, I've already asked the requirements and architecture subcommittee to begin the discussion of what will be in the B release. And then we'll come up with a name for it here in the coming weeks. All right. That's kind of my little speech at the end. If anyone else, I'll have one last call for any comments or questions, and if not, I'll close the meeting out. All right. Then thank you everyone today for coming. Some good progress. Oh, yes. Tristan put on the website there. And Farheen, if you can add an open item or under my open item for CLA, the link there for the information on this, the CLA for people to find. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.